What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode on Tales of the Trails, a podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya here with AJ and Andrew, and on today's episode, our special guest of the week is Srihari Srivatsa, new SPL of Troop 232, taking my place. How's it feeling, Srihari?
Can I just say good riddance?
Wow.
He's already done.
Yeah, that's about it. All right, I'll see you guys next week, maybe.
Hold on. No. Reel it back in. We're already late, so we got to have you for the full time. You know, this is going up on Wednesday. Took you 3 days to get out of bed. We might as well record a full episode. All right,
if you say so.
Let's do this. Last week, I didn't even listen to the episode. I really got to make a habit of listening to my own podcast episodes. But because, you know, AJ edits this stuff and he could really just put in whatever he wants and get away with it. And I'm sure he definitely has. And I just wouldn't know.
Never know. I mean, last episode, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It was just me. Andrew Aditya abandoned me. And I probably had like 8 younger scouts.
Yeah.
I was 5 years older than the youngest one there. And it was actually not as chaotic as it usually was because they were all entertained and were having fun. But one thing we took away from that was they railed you guys, Aditya and Srihari, for some horrible orienteering.
Oh, God.
Right, I wouldn't necessarily.
Listen, if that's the only thing they railed me on.
Shihari's first camp out where he was leading. So mm-hmm. we cut him some slack there. But this episode today, the first thing we're going to tackle is we got to break down what happened.
All right. You know the first problem, I put Aditya at the front.
Okay. You guys are putting way too much blame on me. Okay. This is not my fault.
Yeah. I mean, I put Aditya in charge of the hike. You know, I'm pretty slow dude. So I stood in the back with a map, made sure Aditya didn't make stupid mistakes. But he still made them, you know? I wasn't attentive enough.
Wow. Problem number one was
you guys are really throwing me under the bus here.
The lead on a hike where he has to orienteer everything. Because this is probably his third hike in the past year where he's gotten lost trying to lead a hike.
Okay, what are the other two? Record.
Knobscott.
Knobscott? What are you talking about?
Knobscott, hail the first time, and then this hail.
Hail the first time?
We did get lost on hail the first time. I do remember that.
Which one was that?
The
first time.
That was the one where we had to stop at the pizza place to get Andrew some plastic utensils.
Wait, we got lost on that one?
I just don't remember that
whatsoever. No, it was a thunderstorm one. We went during the day and thunderstorm during the night.
What?
No. That was so hail number two, and this is hail three.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about the very first hail camping trip?
I'm talking about the hail that like happened beginning, like last November.
Yeah, he's talking about the second hail trip.
Bro, I didn't even go on that trip. You can't even blame me.
Yes, you did. Remember? You, me, Max.
Yeah, you were there.
We were there. I have photos of you there. Remember? You wanted to jump off that cliff into the water.
Yes. When we all went swimming, right? That. Mm-hmm. What do you mean there was bad orienteering? I knew exactly where we were at all times.
Yeah, that was not bad at all.
That was good. We did not get lost that camping trip. Don't you put blame on me.
No, it was just a meme that we were saying Aditya's getting us lost. That was just the meme.
No, I knew. No, we were perfectly on track.
I remember Aditya.
You guys were just
screwing
around.
I wonder where this trail goes. He runs down to the end of the trail and back, and he's like, "Yeah, we can go down there."
No, that was.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. That was like the island.
Yeah,
that wasn't no.
Yeah,
that wasn't even hail though. That wasn't even hail.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was.
Who cares if it's hail or not? Aditya still made a mistake.
Knobscott.
There we go. Knobscott. I like Srihari.
That was Knobscott. Okay.
No. Knobscott was the one with the waterfall.
Right, but remember how it was like we all went to that top of that cliff or whatever, and then I was like, and it was like the Bay Colony Trail. That was Knobscott where we got lost. I know what you're talking about. And then
to at least getting lost that one time.
Yes, I am. Okay, Knobscott was a tough one, but I mean, I've never gotten lost.
Two is still more than one. I don't know, man.
I still think the first one you guys are accusing of is he didn't actually happen.
Okay, all right.
I've never okay gotten lost at Hail. I know Hail, but Knobscot, that one screwed me over. Because that's the one where part Bay Colony Trail, and I was just so lost.
Let's be honest, you got lost on this hill trip, so you can't say never.
I never know. We were not lost.
Okay, you know how many times you said that's Powysit Peak?
Okay, but... Yeah.
You know how many... Remember when I was like, oh, I wonder what happens if that was that sign says number 8 on it.
Yeah, and then it was number... Yeah, it was like, I'm going to die if this says number 8. AJ and I both, we didn't want to see the sign because we knew it said number 8. But yeah, okay.
So DT was in the front of the line. He was telling everyone where to go.
Yep. Oh, this, no. This can we just skip this? Can we just talk about Shihari?
This is the whole episode right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the whole episode.
We
got to
break it down and see what went wrong.
No, save this for season 3, okay. Tales of the Fails.
No. No, no, no. We got to fix it so it doesn't happen next trip.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, so.
No, okay. All right. So, we were going on this trail, right? Hail Reservation. We've never done the Yellow Trail. So, you got to cut me some slack that we were like, this was a new trail. Okay, and the map was just a piece of crap, too. Don't put all the shame on my name. Like,
I'm with the DT on this one. I'm with him on this one.
Like, Andrew, the map was not...
Exactly.
The map was terrible. It was a new part of the trail that we were trying out. Yes, I did say that we were at Powysit Peak about 80 times, but that's besides the point, okay? Like, anytime there was elevation change, we thought it was Powysit Peak. So... Yeah.
You that not
just
weak.
A quick side note here for everyone who thinks that Andrew's point of view is pretty valid.
No. I wanted to get lost often, so
let's just say Andrew is the reason Shihari got soaked in the marsh, orienteering at Knobscot.
You guys have heard one that time. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew's like, yeah, let's just we got lost.
I even got lost getting to Knobscot where they were camped. I got a bit lost, but it was fine.
Andrew's gotten lost more than I have, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't compare yourself to Andrew.
Yeah.
That's an insult.
Andrew admits that he's not good, and he doesn't
okay,
lead the
well,
whole group.
Right. Hold on, but I've never gotten lost at Hail. Hail, like, okay, that last hike was hard. Yeah, I'll admit it. It was hard, just because, like, it was a new trail, and half of the time I thought we were getting, like, but when we hit that Strawberry Hill trail, when we were going straight, and remember Shihari was like, no, we have to go this way, and we all went that way.
So this is where Shihari is at fault.
You remember that? When we all turned onto the Strawberry Hill Trail? Y'all just went real quiet, and you're making me look like an idiot.
I
think someone came into Shihari's room, because he's muted right now.
Mama?
We'll play the patient game here.
Just like cut everything out.
One thing I'll say while we're waiting for Shihari is that one of the leaders said was about a DTS orienteering. He said, "Have a DTR run a meeting. He's your guy. Have a DTR run an orienteering course. No chance."
Was that right? That was definitely Tally.
But he also said Aditya still thinks he's running the troop, and he's not. He's got to pass
was
it
that?
On.
Except
let
I don't
Shihari
think that.
Take
who said that?
All right, Tally.
Who?
No, I think that's just coming from AJ because I don't think I'm still running the troop.
You know, you're not making the job easy on Shihari. I'll tell you that.
All right.
I'm still troop guy, and I'm still trying to help him transition. AJ, yes. I'm doing the same thing you were doing for me when I first.
Yes,
took
but the thing is, I let you make a mistake, and then I commented on it.
Trust
remember
me,
this, Shari? You remember this? This past meeting,
yeah,
where Aditi is like,
what you're talking about.
"Oh, we got to do opening right before you even said anything."
What do you mean?
It was patrol time, not opening.
Oh, right, patrol time before we even opened.
Yeah, because it's just a reminder. It's not me running the troop.
I think AJ's point is that you have to let me make the mistake because you don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
But that's not a case of a mistake or anything. That's just me reminding you.
Yes, people like John and Nick that are just going to make fun of you no matter what you say. So you're better just keeping quiet.
They did talk John to and me Nick, and tell John you and... to stop and let me lead the troop because you're bossing them around still.
So, Shihari, John and Nick have never taken a thing I've said seriously since I first started as SPL.
Yeah, I know.
They've mocked me since day one. So, trust me, when you took over and when I became troop guide, nothing really changed, right? They're still going to continue to undermine authority. They're going to do it with you as SPL too, okay? And you need to expect that, and you need to just come to the point where if you can't do anything to change it, work around it. That's exactly what I did. You know, split them up if you need to. You know, just kind of like just waddle your way around it because it's not going to change.
Right, we're going a bit off topic here, but
I don't even know if that's being included in the episode. Where do we leave off?
We left off on Shihari telling that everyone to go a certain direction. And everyone,
dude, let's just leave it at this for the viewers. Hail Reservation, what was this, April edition, was a mess. And I want to spend some time on Shihari, his new role as SPL, and how he's feeling about it.
Yeah, that's a good way. All right,
Shihari's shaking his head right now.
Why are you shaking your head?
What do you want me to say?
Talk to us about how you're feeling. You know, what do you want to see?
What are your hopes and dreams for the troop?
You've got 6 months as SPL, right? What do you?
I mean, half of it's going towards summer, so it's not like I have to do anything for those months. I mean, I got May, I got June, and then that's it. Then I got September and October.
Don't look at it that way, though.
Well, I'm looking at it that way.
You can still do stuff over the summer.
I can.
And you should.
Yeah, I got a plan for next year, obviously. But like,
no, like he's gonna have meetings over the summer.
We can?
Yeah, we can do whatever we want over the summer as long as we get leaders.
Oh, I didn't know that was it.
Yeah, if we wanted to, we could have our weekly meetings, but we just never have.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know if it's just because, you know, the scouts follows that school schedule pretty much strictly to the T. So it might be hard to pick up.
Yeah, SPL isn't as like hard as I thought it would be. I mean,
it's probably because you have a DT as a side man, but
yeah. I mean,
I think TK was a better assistant than a DT this past.
Oh time. Yeah, speaking of that, TK is going to be ASPL starting next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he taking up the role?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And William Pine's going to be our quartermaster.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That just means watch your food and watch your MREs.
Yeah. William Pine is quartermaster.
I pay. Actually, I made a deal because there was a sloppy Joe filling MRE.
Yeah.
And that just sounds nasty. I'd pay someone to eat it. Will took it home and he ate the whole thing and enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So I'm really not surprised whatsoever.
I gave him a DK.
Yeah, I keep my word, all right? But
did you not clarify how much the bet was going to be beforehand?
No. But he got $1 and he got $1 and he got a smile on his face, so.
You got $1 and a good meal. What else could you ask for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, looking forward to teaching now. TK how to take up my role after I'm done.
You're gonna shoot TK for SPL?
Yep. Even before I learn how to do it, I'm gonna teach him to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna learn and teach him at the same time.
Exactly. That's
we've
my thought.
We've got
exactly.
A hungry bunch of hungry bunch of kids coming up. I mean, you got Wernetsky. I know Turncliffe is like the silent but deadly kid. You know, he doesn't talk much. He doesn't like. He's not like as engaged as Wernetsky, but. I feel like
Wernetsky wanted to run against me. Like he just
he didn't even want to run. He just wanted
he
the he was just
he wasn't even tenderfoot
position.
Yet and he wanted SPO.
are these the new scouts that are challenging authority?
Adam Wernetsky. Austin Turncliffe doesn't really challenge. Adam Wernetsky's kind of like he jumps on every moment to point out an error.
You
I will say Adam and I destroyed everybody in Cornhole this weekend. At my Eagle project. Yeah.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was like an hour of work. It went a lot smoother than we expected.
Yeah, I figured. I didn't think you'd need.
Then we just went over to the Barretts and just chilled.
That's good.
And
good,
yeah,
good, good.
We spent more time there than at the school, but
I figured.
Yeah, Adam and I, we just destroyed everybody, and we destroyed a team of Zach and Will. We destroyed my dad and Mr. Pine, and then we flipped the cornhole things up, and we put our like faces in it, and we tried to toss it in the hole.
And, nice.
Nobody was successful, but
yeah,
it was some good adrenaline.
Yeah, I had a job interview, so I couldn't make it. Also, the hour and a half drive. But
I slept the whole way, both ways. You? Yeah.
Yeah, if I was going to come out, it was going to be me behind the wheel. So.
And AJ was driving too, both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
AJ
put my non-Tesla in autopilot and see what happens.
Yeah. The Chevy, Silverado or something? What's your dad drive?
I think it is, yeah.
Chevy Silverado.
But hey, for the people that carpooled, I bought them a box of Munchkins. So
nice, nice. Yeah. Don't forget to put it into a full accounting spreadsheet.
Sure.
Any money that goes towards your Eagle project has to be reported.
I had a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, so I just wasted it all.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. All right. Well, I think are we done with like humiliating both Aditya and Srihari? Or we have some beef.
No, I think not as much. We have some more we can do. Okay, but we never talked about what are we gonna do next time so we don't get lost.
Right.
Dude,
hey, okay. Well, I think getting lost would kind of like added to the fun of it.
Okay, like but I did learn. I am never gonna tell beforehand that there's ice cream at the end.
Okay? Good call. Oh, we didn't even tell that story.
You fool! You absolutely. That's the number one rule.
And
I'll take some of the blame, even though no one was putting it on me about the ice cream part. Because I was like, oh yeah, there's this Poisson Farms place. They sell ice cream.
Right.
Because when I was there for cross country meets, they always had ice cream there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there was closed because of a private function. They didn't even have the freezers out there, so
yeah, they closed it. It was so weird because, like, what Google? If you just Googled it, it said like they closed at 6 p.m. But then if you went on Apple Maps, it said they closed at 4 p.m.
And then it wasn't just like you go.
I think it was Apple Maps that ended up being correct, and we got there at like what 4:15.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It sucked.
And then Jason, if we didn't get lost, we would have got there in perfect time. You know?
I mean, Jason at the end, he was just like, why didn't we call him? At the end.
Yeah. Like, Jason's like, why don't we call him? I'm like, oh, now you bring that up. Yeah. And of course, there's a private function there too. Like,
come on.
They were making like homemade pizza. And I was like, bro, we just finished
they got a brick oven there. Yeah. It's like nice.
I went up to one of the staff members. She's stuffing her face with pizza. I'm like, hey, are you guys closed? Like, we looked it up. There's ice cream here. It's like, you guys closed for this private function? She's like, yep, as she's eating a slice of pizza in my face. I'm like, cool, yep. I'm just like holding it.
Like, do you have any extra?
Like, listen, I see the pizza. Do you have some for me? Yes or no? No.
Maybe. The answer is maybe.
You know what else? I wonder if you can cook fried dough in a pizza oven too.
Yes.
I feel like that takes away the fried part of it, though.
It would just be like regular dough.
Oh, you're right, because it's deep fried.
It's deep fried dough.
Forget what I just said, you know?
Yeah, it would just be sweet bread at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be all pizza without the sauce and the cheese.
So, I don't know if we all mentioned the mile run before the 5 mile hike as well.
Yeah.
Most challenge.
Maybe next time, don't do it.
The Younger Scouts weren't even tired.
Wait. Yeah. What happened? Wait, I wasn't.
So basically, the Younger Scouts wanted to do a mile run before we had
planned. Like, I told them we're going on a 5 mile hike. Like,
right.
1 hour.
They were well
later,
aware of the situation.
I don't know. They're crazy.
Also,
too much energy.
Did you guys know that they didn't get the 5 mile hike requirement?
They did.
No, because they have to orienteer with a map and compass.
Wow,
That's something we'll have to do at Knobs. I thought there was a different requirement where it was just do a 5-mile hike.
No, I feel like if you didn't orientate on my
5-mile hike that was set up.
Yeah, well, either way, they got a hike in, so it doesn't really make a difference.
Yes.
We can, and Hale isn't a place that we can orienteer because we haven't done an orienteering course there. We don't really have a preset.
The only place they can do orienteering.
No, it doesn't have to be an orienteering course. It just has to be a hike where they orienteer.
Right, but it's easier if it's a course that like we have pre-plotted, especially because at Hale, Srihar, like we were all trying. According to what Srihar, you would plan to do like a newer part of the trail.
Yeah, the only way we can do the map and the compass there is if we go on the blue and red trail like we usually do, just around the lake, because like you can't mess up going around a lake. Right. You can see the lake.
You're not supposed to make it really easy.
Well, I mean,
but I think
we don't want to get lost.
Right. Srihar,
you don't, you don't let them make a wrong decision.
I mean, but the point of the orienteering is to, like, to let them do it, you know?
Yeah. But if they're like, all right, let's go this way, and you're like, you'd be like, are you sure you're going the right way?
I feel like if they say, let's go this way, you let them go that way, and they figure out that they've – because I feel like the whole part of orienteering, too, comes back to, like, being able to backtrack a little bit. Yeah, getting lost and then being able to go back to where you started, and that's why – even you have a map and compass, but you should also have a pen and paper so that you're kind of writing down, like, because I know one of the biggest things whenever we do the course at Knobscot with your dad, AJ, he always has us count like our paces and like where we started and what we see around us. I remember doing that the first time, everybody ditches that after the first one. Right. I remember doing that the first time we did it, and then nobody really cared afterwards. But, I think Srihari made the right call for this camping trip with, like, you know, we're trying a new part of the trail. We've never done the yellow trail on the Knobscot map. And for those of you who have been to Hale Reservation in Westwood, which I doubt is many, it's like the yellow trail is the southwest.
Trail.
Yeah, it's like the southwest part of the reservation. It goes away from the lake. And so I feel like Srihari made the right call. You know, it's a new part of the trail. We're trying it out as a troop. Mistakes will most likely be made, and as we have experienced, mistakes were made. And so I feel like kind of roughing it out with a map and compass would have been difficult, especially with kind of younger, inexperienced scouts.
Yeah,
the worst thing you can do with a mistake is not learn from it. So, hello, knowledge.
Instagram worthy. Wow,
Andrew, isn't that why we're doing this episode right now, though?
Yeah, that's kind of what it's about.
I'm going to leave this up to Andrew. Do you think that Aditi and Srihari have learned from their mistake?
Definitely. They probably learned a lot more.
Hold on. Okay. What mistake are we trying to point out here?
No, just the mistake is just like...
learn from the experiences.
Yeah. I've been learning from my experiences since day one, if that's what you're referring to.
I think we're just going by like mistakes in general. I don't know if AJ
from this experience, this past trip, do you think that
AJ? I think you're playing it out to be a much bigger fail than it actually was. Like there weren't that many instances where we made a wrong turn or where we went off where we were supposed to be.
How many times did we go in a circle?
Once, AJ.
The quarry was once.
And then we ended up at the quarry again?
No. We started at the quarry, and then we did a circle, and we went back to the quarry. It was that once was one that we circle. Went in a circle.
Yeah, it was one circle.
We started out rough just because we were trying to get on the yellow trail. But once we were on the yellow trail, we were pretty solid. I think we were just kind of misinterpreting. The difficult part was... we were screwing up mentally where it was like we were misinterpreting how far we'd actually gone or what landmark we'd reached. Like we thought we'd reached Powysit Peak, but we were nowhere near it. Or we thought we'd hit landmark 8, but we were nowhere near it. And I think that's why we felt like it was a big
deal. Let me add some of this. What they learned was they learned more about Hale Reservation in general. That's probably the biggest thing they learned.
Yeah. Hale Reservation is, I mean, when you're trying a new trail out, you gotta like You're bound to get lost.
Yeah.
If it's an new trail.
I think that was the point, was like, we wanted to discover this new part of Hail Reservation to us.
The other thing is just like, you go.
Well, I just felt like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, I just feel like it's a part of the reservation that we haven't seen before. And the whole point is to go out and see it with our own eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what you did.
Yeah. The Hail maps.
I might be, might be making it more than it is. And I apologize if I am, but you know, I just want to get us on here and kind of talk it out a little bit.
I think the hike was a fail, but like we learned from it. You know, we can try that yellow trail again next time we go to Hail.
And it's not only make it work in Chihari. It's also all the other scouts as well, all the newer scouts, that they also got to learn the experience in that of Hail as well as getting lost.
So, I mean, let's be honest. Even if they were tired,
getting lost is like really fun.
And even if they got tired at the end, like that was the 5 miles they were supposed to do, regardless.
and maybe they drove back. Maybe they learned to bring more than one water bottle with them, so they don't run out, or bring water. Upgrade to get a bladder or something.
Now I am definitely gonna tell all the younger scouts next meeting to buy one of those leader backpacks. They need those.
Well, I wouldn't do that because, you know, the one thing we do advocate on this podcast is that, like, you don't always need the best gear. I think it's just more about being prepared. So if it just means that they have two big water bottles,
yeah, that's fine, also works. Right? I mean,
whatever's comfortable for them, because those backpacks can get pretty expensive pretty quickly. As long as
I mean, at least a day bag, like
having a backpack.
Half of them didn't have backpacks; they were just carrying their water bottle.
Yeah, they could just use their school backpack too. They don't have to go out and buy like
or just one of those drawstring bags. Yeah,
exactly.
But like for me, I bought a day pack. I brought one of the, I think it was like a 3 liter bladder. Yeah, I probably used it like, I don't know, 10 times. I just never used it. It was just bring a water bottle. So for even me, if you have the gear, you don't necessarily use it or want to use it.
I only bring them for hikes. I don't use them for anything else.
Hydration packs are good. I mean, I used to go, like, my hydration pack is like, it's pretty small. It's very skinny too. So it kind of just sticks to my back, like it's a part of my body. And I always take it when I go biking. It's really good for biking, so that you don't need to reach for a water bottle that's, you know, strapped on one of the bars of your bike. It's good just to have the clip right here to put in your mouth and then just keep going. You know, provides for a little more safety while you're on the bike and enough of a product review. I do find like that hydration packs are a good investment if you're an avid camper.
I think my hydration pack has mold in it. And
I'm not surprised. I had to throw mine away.
What?
I had to throw mine away because it had mold growing in it too.
Yeah.
That's so why you
gotta be able to dry it and clean it. I did.
The scout is clean.
I cleaned it after every time I used it, but it's hard to like dry them out. Like I'd stick a bunch of paper towels in there and just couldn't do it.
Just put in rice. Fill it up with rice.
I don't have that much rice just to fill it
up. Rice.
You have enough rice in your household alone to feed the town of Ashland. So.
You're not wrong.
I too have a 50-pound bag of rice in my basement.
But all right. So before we go to this ad break, because I feel like we're nearing up on it. Srihari, you've just been elected as SPL. I think you've served 1 week or 2 weeks now? 2 weeks. First impressions of the position, go.
You know, you can make mistakes. You don't gotta be perfect. You gotta tell people what to do and not let them just run around and do random stuff. And you don't let people hit cars, which happened 4 times on my first meeting.
Wait, hit cars?
Like with a frisbee or something.
Oh, okay.
Like not four cars like, are hit.
He was so concerned right there.
Yeah. Like, no, wait, what? Oh, the frisbee. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, I almost actually, your first meeting is SPL. It's funny you bring that up. I almost hit a lady pulling into the VFW. The the sun was right in my eyes, and so I had sunglasses on and everything, but the sun was wicked bright. I was driving, you know, facing the sun, and there's this lady in like all white running. And so I put my indicator on. It's funny because I'm in the right lane to make a right
Andrew,
turn.
Because Andrew doesn't know what an indicator is. Do you want to explain it?
The blinker thing on the left side of
yeah,
the
Yeah, I call it the blinker, wheel. You know.
How many times did you fail your road test for that, Andrew?
Just sometimes.
One of my friends just made fun of me because I called it an indicator. I don't know why everyone calls it a blinker. She drove me.
I call it an indicator.
It's an indicator because you indicate.
It's a turn signal.
That's what I told my friend. But
I guess it's just an Indian thing.
I mean, it is an indicator.
I think
that's
it might be
called
an Indian thing. Anyways, no, right, so
I call it a turn signal, but
yeah, turn signal just seems a little too.
It's not one word.
Wordy, yeah. Too I feel like words. Indicator is.
Oh, I think it's the same syllables.
All right. Well, anyways, let's get back on track. So. Aditi almost hit somebody while driving.
Yeah, it was like this old lady, and then Bernie comes up to me because he was facing me in traffic after he made his turn into the VFW parking lot, and he's like, "Did you see that lady you almost hit?" And I'm like, "Bernie, are you insane? Who are you talking about? Like, what lady?" And he's like, "This lady that you almost hit pulling into the VFW," and I'm like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." He's like, "You literally gave her a haircut. Like, she jumped back," and I'm like, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, I literally looked back. I'm like, obviously she's not there anymore, but I look back and I was like, where is she? And
he's a bad driver.
Yeah, I'm not a bad driver. I'm actually a pretty good driver.
As
someone who's driven with a DT, I'd say he drives a little fast.
AJ is just drives slow. I've driven with AJ, dude.
You were going like 40 in a 25.
Okay, because anything under 40 feels like you're walking.
I've driven with AJ. He drives fine.
Thank you.
I do like speed. I'm a bit of a
distractions of Andrew sticking his hand out the window, slapping my roof.
All of my driving instructors called me a speed demon. So hey, I still passed. I got my license in one try, other than unlike Andrew, but
I mean the road test like was not hard at all. Like they literally took me to the next parking lot to do all my stuff, and then they took me down to a neighborhood, and then I came back and that was it. That's literally it.
It's super.
The whole zone was 20 miles an hour. I couldn't go faster than that.
All right. Yeah, let's get back on track. So,
back on track to our ad break. We will see you in like, I think it has to be a 30 second ad.
Unless you have any final comments about.
Do you have any final comments? Nope. All right. Then we're breaking for the ad break. See you in 3, 2, 1.
Ad!
And we're back.
ASMR,
but we're back. Hope you like that ad break.
And we're ready for
AJ, cut it out. This is weird.
It's
almost weirder than Andrew's segment. I think, okay. We had a good talk. I don't know what we talked about, but it was a good talk. Andrew, take it away with your segment.
All right. So I was not here last time, and there was quite a few items that.
How about we tell Srihari what the segment is, and then we can recap the items. Yeah.
Right. All right. So the segment is where it's my campsite, and of course, in my nature, I forgot everything. All right. So basically, you can bring. At this point, anything to the campsite, as long as says it's a thing, you know. So, what would you bring to my campsite? All right,
well, you can't bring something that somebody else has brought. So
yeah, that is true.
I'm gonna recap because I've been here for all the episodes.
Yep.
And so you have a first list up, of it. And I kind of got a story going, but you know,
yeah,
just for the first couple items. Aditya, you know, brought his guitar, trying to show off a little bit. But then I brought some waterproof matches using Aditya's guitar as firewood.
Absolutely not.
Oh. Okay.
Pratham Brought some mosquito repellent so we don't get that triple E. Ricardo, aka Ricky, brought his tarp and rope. Mr. Rice brought a mini fridge on the low setting so the Coke cans don't explode. My dad brought the world's largest roll of duct tape. And
oh, I thought it was just a standard roll.
No, he said like really big and a lot of duct tape. I don't know. Mr. Consol, being the selfish person he is, brought a sleeping bag just for himself.
I don't think he wanted to bring like 100 sleeping bags.
I mean, he could have.
Plus,
I guess.
We were only limited to one item.
Yeah,
one item, but he didn't say the quantity of that one item.
Yeah.
Doesn't one item refer to a quantity of one?
I don't know. I said waterproof matches, so there's multiple.
I would assume like a pack of waterproof matches.
So,
all right, moving on, whatever.
Austin, aka Ice Cream. We're going to use their trail names for this. Brought five big sleeping pads. Sirloin brought a cow named
Jeffrey.
You
got to tell us who Sirloin is.
Oh, TK.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a big steak guy. Walter, aka Ralph, brought a sloth. And then after that, I said no more animals.
That's smart move. Smart move.
Aiden, aka Milkman, brought a cabin. So we have something to sleep in.
A full cabin?
Yeah, you know, like one of those tiny homes. So you like have it on a trailer.
This
That's
definitely
what I'm thinking.
Is not what we envisioned.
This is working. This is working. Okay.
Andrew's okay with it. Matt, aka Ha Ha. Brought an umbrella, you know, so we can do that riddle.
Matt Young is known as Ha Ha.
Yeah, because he always laughs.
Uh-huh.
Adam, aka Maddie or Mini Addie.
Why are we called? I don't know if that's an insult or not.
No, it definitely is. I was actually thinking about this today in church, but I think.
Why weren't you thinking about God, huh?
I was, you know, you think about things, but I think Adam's more of a mini me than mini Aditya, but he brought a shovel, you know, so he could work on my eco project. Gavin, aka Sticks, because he's a drummer, you know. He brought Slappy's nut sauce.
Gavin's
a drummer.
Yeah. But it's so I actually looked it up because they were making fun of this Slappy's nut sauce the whole time. It's knockoff Nutella, but it's actually not called Slappy's Nut Sauce. It's just called like Slappy's Spreads, but I don't really want to call
it
that.
It's still pretty funny, Slappy Nut Sauce.
Yeah, you know, it's hilarious.
Moving on from Slappy's Nut Sauce.
Will, aka Willy Wonka, Dave nickname, brought a pile of rocks.
Nice.
I don't know what that's for, but
for what reason? Yeah,
tactical weather rocks.
How else are you supposed to make a campfire, man?
Not with a pile of rocks.
Yeah, you never know. There could be
ring.
Flint. Yeah,
the ring. You know, flint, weather rock, whatever.
Okay,
Dean,
sure.
AKA Thomas Edison.
That's the only trail name I understand.
A light bulb shaped gravestone that reads "A working genius" on it.
That's brilliant. I have so much respect for Dean right now.
And that's it.
Okay. That is
I don't.
A lot. Our campsite's getting a bit packed right now. All right.
Yeah, and all those people are there too.
They just bring me, myself, and I.
No, that's my... Right,
that's
yeah,
three but, things.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what Andrew brought.
Andrew even forgot me, but he brought myself and I.
I'll bring Andrew's scout uniform.
Why?
that was the most like
I don't know, the first thing I saw in this picture in this video.
You know, okay. All
right. Andrew's scout uniform.
Is that your final
That's probably
answer?
The uniform with the least amount of patches on it, but
yep.
No, it's fine. Andrew can look super, super, super dapper
at
the campsite.
On there.
Oh yeah.
All right, so that's your final answer, my
yep.
scout uniform?
Yep.
How he gets his hands on his scout uniform, no one knows. But His scout is for him.
He just has a sleepover with Andrew and he steals it.
Kind of sus.
Kind of sus. Not really, but.
Triar, are you sleeping with Andrew?
No. No.
Hey, should they be sharing a tent? Ooh.
I don't know, man.
What happens in the tent stays.
Andrew, Andrew and Triar, you're child, breaking then it has to come out. COVID rules one by one.
How would that even work, AJ? I don't know, man. It's pretty sauce.
So, I think it's better.
Moving on. All right, so moving on, just so that we don't get, like, audited by Anchor.
Like, seriously, you guys are going to ruin my reputation.
Don't you just, like, cut this stuff out, though? Let's be honest.
No, no, this is the, the authentic stuff that we like to keep in.
Oh.
It stays in.
It's a heap. No wonder you guys have no views.
Bro, whoa.
My God, he really went.
We're cutting that out, okay?
We're gonna change that to be like, no wonder you guys have 1,100.
Yeah. I think we're about time. We're about done. Seeing how Shihari's humiliating us right
now.
Tired.
All right, but before we go, Shihari, you get a little bit of time for yourself. Mm-hmm. You wanna shout anybody out or say anything?
Nope.
I was like, I love nobody. Love is dead. Nope. Friends.
What did you say?
Guys,
shout me out.
What?
Give me a shout out, AJ.
I'll shout out Andrew's podcast.
Yeah.
No one else's, just Andrew's.
Just Andrew.
Andrew's the sole person that owns it.
We just call this Andrew just takes all of our profits. Andrew cashes out of Anchor. He's like, well, Andrew, have the power.
Andrew could do that, but I doubt he even knows the password to the Anchor account.
You're right, I don't.
If he cashes out, it goes into my bank account. So,
and it's only like $30. So, I mean,
it's like 50.
Don't disclose his information.
It's only,
I don't know, man. You can feel
7 million. Shihari's
social security is
starts with
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's
5,
what they
6,
all
7,
say.
8, 9.
Shihari doesn't have,
anyways.
Shihari doesn't have.
To our listeners, go show some love to Shihari. If you go to Ashland High School, go give him a hug.
No.
Hey, Shihari, what's your Twitch username?
Sure. Shihari, what's your Twitch?
What's a Twitch?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's pretty soft.
Shihari, you're on Twitch.
Shihari streams Minecraft on Twitch. You go.
I used to a few months ago.
www.twitch.com/ it's Shihari or something like that. I don't know.
Nope. You shall never know. That you can
and
probably.
Shihari and I are gonna start streaming Minecraft every night.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm scared.
Sorry, my therapist. All right. Me.
All right. Let's kick Shihari out so we can talk about him.
What?
Kick Shihari out of the call.
Oh no.
Yep. All right.
Okay,
let's wrap this episode up. You know, as always, we hope you love us as your therapist.
Wait. Huh? What?
Please, guys, go see a licensed professional instead of us, but
hey, if we make your day a little bit brighter, that's all we're trying to do.
That's probably sad if we make your day brighter, but you know.
Yeah, continue. How bad is your day? No.
Pretty bad.
Guys, go show some love to Shihari. Thank you so much for being on here.
My pleasure.
I'm sure you had nothing better to do.
I had a lot more better to do.
Guys, this
just don't
been
let
adventure.
Him speak anymore.
Right. This has been,
yeah, at this point of the podcast, I'm just insulting.
All right, Shihari, just shut up. I'm muted.
This is like Julia Rice all over again.
Yep. We got to have her back on. That was a blast.
No.
I don't think you want that.
Julia Rice just exposes us.
I'll tell her right now, man.
Shihari, how did you get unmuted? I can just
unmute.
Okay, now he's muted again. We're good. All right, this has been an adventure on Tales of the Trails. Thank you so much for being here. You know, it's a good episode when your guest star ends up muted. But don't forget to show some love on the socials. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Our website is up. Shihari is going to be working on our new website. I still need to give him the login info. But yeah, look forward to a new website created by Shihari. I really hope he doesn't put like some backlink page that just exposes all of us. But I wouldn't know because he could do that. And I really don't check anything. Anyways, before I continue to expose myself, we hope to see you guys next time on Tales of the Trails. Peace out. See you later, guys.
Peace.